I just want to thank God for this opportunity that I could come here today and testify what He has done for me in my life. My name is Alan Pulley. I'm fellowshipping at the Christian Worship Tabernacle, CWT, which is in Unit 7, East Perry Drive, the Pastor Christopher Govender. I want to thank the Lord today. It's a great day. I know the Lord has set me apart for this day to come and share His mercy upon my life. I'm from a family that consists of 8 members, father, mother, and 5 sons and 1 daughter. My father is late. I am the eldest son. I started at a very early age where I was into the world with wrong company. I made wrong choices. And I just want to encourage people out there that there is a God. His name is Jesus. For me, I won't take this name Jesus lightly, knowing that what He has done for me. You know, for my life, I started at a very early age, at the age of 15 years old. I started joining on a wrong company. My parents gave me everything that I requested in my school days. When I asked for a shoe, I got a shoe. Asked for a blazer, I got a blazer. When I needed spending money, I was given it. But all that led me to join bad friends and do wrong things. I've made wrong choices in my life. So today, I am here just to encourage all those that are out there. I've been into prison. I served 3 sentences. God has given me a chance in this life. I could have been dead. I could have been in life in prison. But God is all-knowing. His timings were perfect for me. My timings were not perfect. I was married. I have 2 beautiful daughters. And I'm separated from my wife because of the wrong choices that I've made in life, been to prison and things like that. But God never lose hope on me. In His wisdom, He knew the plans that He had for me. Therefore, I am here today. You know, I was a very heavy drug addict. Everything that I used to do it just to support my bad habits. Smoking Manrax tablets, dacha, joining wrong friends, getting involved in the worldly activities, stealing, robbing. You know, my life was a mess. I tried on my own will to give up this Manrax tablets and dacha. It was only for a short time of 2 years. And in those 2 years, God did bless me with finance, with a job. And the devil brought me down because of the money. I chose to serve the money than serving God. It was on a Sunday in 2006 where I was going to church and I was involved in the church ministry. I was an usher in the church. But I never actually invite Jesus in my life because I always put God second and money first. Unless this one Sunday came when my brother said to me, "Alan, where have you been? I've been looking for you in the church." And I said to him, "You know what? Some guys phoned me and they said to me that they have some scrap metal that I need to come and buy it before they sell it to someone else." So I put church on hold and I went to go and do this business. So when my brother said to me, "Hey, you put God second and you put this business first, God will take away everything what you have now because He has given it to you." And his words were never cold. It came to pass that where God has taken all that away from me because of my wrongdoings, I put this money first and then I started to smoke again and do all wrong things because I really never invite the Lord in my life. I was still full up with the worldly desires. You know, unless it came to pass where my brother was so angry with me, he chased me from his house and he said, "You cannot allow me to do things like this here because he's got children growing up." And, you know, my brother never wronged me in any way when I look at it because he was right what he done. So I left his home. I went and stayed in the street. I got more deep into things. I got back into prison. And then 1 whole year I was in the prison. My family didn't know where I was. They went out looking for me and they never did contact the police station or the prison to find out if they have Alan Pillay there. Unless I decided one day that, hey, it's 1 year now I'm here in prison and nobody knows where I am. So I've decided and asked the police to help me to make a reserve call to my house. I was not sure whether they will accept this phone call or what. But that particular day, I never did go to the kitchen to have a supper. And the police helped me and made a phone call to my home. And here it goes. My mom answered the call and she said, yes, I will accept this call. And then she asked me, hey, where are you? I said, I'm in a prison, man. I need money to take me out. It's a 6,000 rand. Then she said, hey, okay, we'll make a plan and they will take me out. So that was a Friday when I phoned. But the next day was a Saturday. My brother came and took me out early that morning, that Saturday morning. I never knew that what was going on in my family with my father. My father was in the bed, very sick. He had this last couple of months to live. But God knew everything. And I was released from the prison on that bail. And I came home to my house to find out that my father is sick and this is what's going on. And my father was given an opportunity by God to reconcile me with my brothers. And I was also given that chance by God to make a change. I couldn't do it myself. I carried on going and doing wrong things. That one day, 2013, came to pass where my brother came to my father's house. My father passed on. He left our house for us, for me and my second brother and my mother. So we took that house and we lived in that house. And my brother came to me in 2013 in the 11th of June. And only to say that he has written my name and my brother's name and he has put it on the cross in the church where he is fellowshipping and he's praying for us. And that day when he came, I was not there. I was so busy with my friends, going to buy drugs, doing the worldly things. When I came home, I found that my brother's car is parked there and I didn't want to go down because I had a lot of respect for them because they were very good brothers. They never got involved in doing wrong things. I always had that respect for them, though I'm the eldest brother. I've wronged them in so many ways. This day, I saw the car there and I said, no, I'm not going to go down there. But there was a boy on the road that said, Uncle Alan, every time you see this car here, you fright. It's your brother's car, don't fright, go down. And he gave me a little bit of courage, and as I began to go down the stairs, I find out, hey, there's my brother, he's coming out of the house. And he saw me and he said, hey, you are the guy that I want to really speak to, man. Come, come. So we went into the house. And I had drugs in my pocket. I had my friend's money in my pocket. And I also had a cell phone in my pocket. So my brother said to me, come sit down. I have come here to just share a little bit with you guys, with me and my second brother, Colin, because we are the only two in the family that was in the world doing wrong things. So he said to me, Alan, I came to say you that I'm very sorry for whatever I done wrong in the past to you. And he came to say Jesus loves me and that he don't want to be accountable when Jesus comes for my wrongdoings. Therefore, he came to say sorry for all that he has done. But when I look at it, I look at my brother, I knew my brother, there's a change in my brother's life because he was a person that had pride. He would never say sorry. And I knew there was an inner change in him. And that particular day, though I had these drugs with me, the phone kept on ringing and it was disturbing. And my brother was getting a little bit irritated with that phone. And he asked me if I really want to hear what he has to say, that I could take this phone and take that battery and just throw it away. In my heart, I felt there's an inner change because I felt obedient to his saying. And I took the phone out and took the battery out and just left this phone one side. And then he said to me, you know, I want to pray for you before I go. I love you all and Jesus loves you all also. And when I look at it, all my other brothers lost hope on me. But this younger brother of mine, Basil Pille, he never lose hope on me. He continued to pray for me and because he took my name and my brother's name and wrote it and put it on the cross. God worked his life first. I noticed that there was a change in my brother's life. So when he left me and went that Sunday, the next day was a Monday. And when he went, my friend came down. I went in the back and we sat in the yard there under the mango tree. And we began to get busy with our those worldly drug activity. So, you know, within me, I felt like there's a change in my heart. I don't want to see this drug anymore because it's like a poison. It became like a poison for me. I took that one pull and I said to this guy, hey, you know what? You carry on to do what you want to do here. Yeah, this is my place. Nobody will chase you. But when you finish do what you're doing here, yeah, you take all these things and go and tell all my other friends that don't come to my house anymore because I don't smoke anymore. I felt that change within me, inner change. And from that day, 2013, the 11th of June, till this day is about 7 years that I haven't touched drugs. I haven't got involved in the worldly things. I'm committed to God's work. The next day was a Monday. That Monday there, my brother phoned me early morning and said to me, Alan, today is a Monday, we're having a church service. And I didn't know that Monday they have a church service, which was a prayer intercession. So he invited me to come, and I said, yes, I will make myself available. That entire Monday, the challenges and the temptations came strong on me. Friends came and said, come. They encouraged me to say, come, if you don't smoke to Nova Mind, just come and sit down and give company. And you know, the Holy Spirit, it convicted my heart to say no and no and no. I never smoked a cigarette that day. I never done a drug that day. I never used a language that day. I was so amazed that, you know, God has given me this power and this strength to overcome these things for this day. And it came to time for me to go to church that afternoon. I went. I saw this is a prayer intercession where the band of believers get together and pray and stand in the gap interceding for other people and making the requests known to God. And yeah, I was given an opportunity. You know, I started to cry like a baby, knowing that there is a God and I can feel His Spirit within me, knowing that so much of wrong that I have done, and today my life has been changed. I'm a born again person again. Everything that I do is to the glory of God. I just want to say I love the Lord with all my heart, knowing that I haven't been to no rehabilitating center. Yet I've started at the age of 15 years smoking cigarettes, smoking dhaka, gambling, stealing, smoking mandrax tablets. But God has taken all that away in one day. I've never been to no counselors. I've never been to any hospital, or I've never taken any medication. But from 2013 till today, it's been about 7 years that I haven't touched the drug. I just want to say thank you to the Lord, because He lives in me. I'm a new creation. You know, when I think of the things that I used to do in the past to give my family hard time, every week, every Friday, is getting locked up, phoning them, troubling them because of me. My dad used to hit my mom, and my mom went to a lot of problems because of me. I was the eldest son. My father even phoned the police to get rid of me from the house because he had other children that I would spoil them. He was afraid of that. But I just thank the Lord today that I am set free. It's all because of the Lord that I am here today, and I can testify that there is God. His name is Jesus. He lives within me. I want to give Him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. You know, I want to thank the Lord especially for this opportunity that is given to me to come and share His love and His goodness and His mercy. Weren't for Him, I would not be here today. It's all about Jesus. I want to say thank you to the Jivanadi Missions. You know, for me as an habitual criminal, I've already been to India. I visited a church there, Grace Bethel Church, Pastor Mohan Kumar. I was given an opportunity to preach there. And I was also at Bethany Schools of Missions. I studied 3 years of Bible studies as a missionary. I've been to a lot of places already, sharing the word, sharing my testimony to people, what God has done for me. You know, though my brothers, my father, my mother never changed my life, though they stood in a gap and praying for me, but their prayer was so important, it never go in vain. Therefore, as a Christian today, I want to encourage all your people here today. If you want God to work in your life, you need to empty yourself. When I say empty yourself, I mean empty yourself. Stay away from all these wrong things. There's so much of things that this world can offer to one another, but it cannot give us eternal life. Eternal life only comes from Jesus Christ. So we need to say, surrender all. When we surrender all, we need to set apart all those things of the world and give it all to Jesus and allow Jesus to fill us up. And He will fill us up according to His will. So I want to thank the Lord for this day. I just want to go on serve Him and glorify His name. This life of a Christian and this gospel of Jesus Christ is not an easy road. People may think it's okay, it's fine for us to go to church on Sundays only and ask the Lord to forgive us for all these days that we have done wrong. But how long would God keep on forgiving us? He is a forgiving God. Yes, He'll forgive us. But if we want God to work in our lives, we need to make that sacrifice and change our ways. Our ways is not God's ways. God's ways is not our ways. So in order for us to live that life, we need to be faithful. Ask God to increase our faith. And that's the only way. The Bible speaks, without faith it's impossible to please God. You know, there is a few scripture verses that I would like to encourage the people out there. You know, the first scripture verse is in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, where it speaks of the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. When we start to fear God, God will open the way for us because we fear Him. You know, it's easy. We can go out there and bluff our parents and bluff our brothers and other people and our pastors and do wrong things and come to church and say, Lord, forgive us. But God knows everything about us. So when we look at our lives and we want God to work in our lives, there's a scripture verse here, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Fear God. And there's another scripture verse here also, Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 8. I can read it out for you all to listen and hear what God has to say. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Amen. To the reading of God's word. You know, when we start to fear God, God will honor us. So I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and to all those that are out there that's going through this drug issue. I want to encourage you all. God will help you if you are willing to help yourself. And in order to help yourself, you take the first step and sacrifice the things that you are doing wrong in your life and ask God to change it for you. Because if you say you're going to change, you're going to change for a short time. But if you invite the Lord in your life, He will take all those bad ways, all those evil things away for permanently and throw it in the sea. Thank you all. I just want to let you all know that if there's anybody out there that needs prayer, or for me to encourage them, my name is Alan Pillay. My contact number is 084-032-6018. God bless you all. The Lord loves everyone. When you look at the gospel, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.